Hello, and welcome to the Clean Eating Challenge, 30 Days of Education and Challenge. My name is Natasha Undum, and I'm so, so excited that you're going to be going on this journey with me and the rest of the group for the next 30 days. I have been playing with my diet for the last 4 or 5 years, figuring out what works for me, what doesn't work for me. But things shift and change. And sometimes you go through periods in your life where something works awesome for you. And other times you go through periods where it doesn't work so good. Or maybe you really haven't been paying attention to what you're eating. And you feel like you would like some more energy, or you've been having digestive problems, some chronic pain, you might not be sleeping so well, maybe kind of feeling tired in the afternoon, not able to finish the rest of your day strong, feeling really congested and a lot of mucus. So hopefully as we go through this next 30 days and we talk a lot about why these different foods may affect you or create different feelings in the body, and just being able to explore and experiment, you might find something that works better for you. So what is it that we're doing? There's 6 simple rules, and these come from the primalblueprint.com. And they are, 1, to eat real food. So nothing that's in a box or that's packaged, no fast food. 2, avoiding sugar, grains, corn, unhealthy fats, beans and legumes, and we'll talk a lot more this month about these different things and why they affect us. 3, to align your carb intake with your weight goals and activity levels. So the more higher fats that you eat and the more carbs that you eat, and not just carbs in terms of like pastas and breads, which aren't really part of the diet, but sweet potatoes are higher in carbs and other things. So if you're wanting to lose more weight, eating, bringing in less carbs. 4, getting 8 hours of sleep every night. This is really, really important. A lot of times we think of sleep as that thing that just like gets in our way of everything. But if you're not well rested, your body is not going to function well. 5, get 15 minutes of direct sun exposure a day. And now that it's light till a lot later and we're having nice weather, just getting outside, even just for a few minutes, taking a walk, maybe sitting and having your lunch outside. And then 6, play. So finding time to let go, to disconnect, to unwind and have fun each day. Why are we doing this, and why did we choose paleo? This is a step-by-step process. There are different levels because we are all showing up in different places. Some of you in this group may have more experience than others. We've had a lot of people come back repeatedly, and we want this to be educational, fun, and for you to learn more about your body. Everyone's body reacts differently to food, and there isn't one solution that works for everyone. During this month, we're playing with the paleo diet to see how you react to it. And we chose the paleo diet because of the focus on consuming whole, fresh foods. And due to the activity level of the participants, we felt this was an appropriate fit. It's interesting to observe how it feels to you. When you eat things on a regular basis, it's hard to determine how they're really making you feel. You just think, well, it doesn't affect me. I eat it every day. But part of this process is eliminating things to reset your body, your tastes, as well as your attachments, and give you a clearer picture of how your body reacts to the particular food item. This is also an opportunity to adjust your relationship with food to overcome cravings, bad habits, physical and emotional attachments to food, late night snacking, always having sweets or treats after meals. And we also are going to talk a lot about the more emotional component that goes into it. Today, most of us only eat a few species of plants, which can lead to problems, which are plants, vegetables, fruits, grains, seeds. The world has over 50,000 edible plants. Native Americans regularly consume 1,100 species a year. Hunter-gatherers sampled between 3,000 and 5,000 plants in a year. And today, in the standard American diet, or the SAD diet, some people only eat 150 different species a year, and that's on the higher end. There's many who only eat between 10 and 20 species. And just three of those, corn, wheat, and rice, provide 60% of the world's food intake. And then soy, I would say, is the second or the fourth one right behind that. We also want to encourage you to create new habits. So treats don't have to be food. Think of treats as doing something positive for your body. Maybe it's taking a bath, going for a walk, going to a meditation, going to bed early, getting 15 minutes of sun, getting a massage. You should consider treats as a way to improve how you feel mentally and physically, to pick something that won't add to the waistline while depleting the bank account. And this could also be just maybe taking something off of your plate. I know that in Jackson and in the rest of the country, we are constantly on the go all the time. And I invite you during this 30 days to maybe see what can you cut back on, what can you let go of, how can you give yourself a cleanse or a break from maybe social media or committing to going to a bunch of places or doing a bunch of things that you don't really want to, learning how to say no. So what is your goal? And we have created a goal sheet, and I really recommend before coming to our first session, if you could print that out, answer those questions, write down what it is that you desire, how you want to feel. It's these reasons why that we continue to do things, that when we get to those moments where things are a little bit challenging, that are a little bit hard, if we have that reason why and we can look at it and check back in with it, we're a lot more able to stay with it rather than just saying, oh, forget it. I've also included a shopping list on the website, and I recommend looking over that and seeing what on that list to avoid and what to go for. Maybe trying some new things. We're starting to go into summer. We're not quite to the farmers market times, but a lot more fruits and vegetables and foods are coming into season. So just exploring, maybe trying a new recipe, trying something different out. But really thinking about eating these whole foods. So whenever possible, trying to get organic pasture-raised and grass-finished for meats, fish, and poultry, wild-caught and sustainably fished seafood, organic and 100% grass-fed, eggs that are pasture-raised, free-range, not just cage-free. And avoiding most processed meats. If you can find some bacon that has no additives and sulfates and is sugar-free, Lucky's often has it, and it's a paleo-approved bacon. But just really being mindful of things that are added sugar into them, if it has the word caramel coloring in it, MSG, sulfites, or carrageenan, which is an additive from seaweed. All these things really harm our gut bacteria in our body, and we're going to talk a lot about that later. So tons of vegetables. Think about filling your plate up with that. Acorn squashes, fennel, artichoke, asparagus, arugula, beets, bell peppers, bok choy, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, butternut squash, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower, celery, eggplants, cucumber, garlic, green beans. greens. There's so many different types of greens, not just like iceberg or romaine lettuce. There's a million other ones out there. Jicama, kale, kohlrabi, leeks, mushrooms, onions, parsnips, potatoes, pumpkin, radishes, rhubarb, sugar snap peas, spaghetti squash, spinach, sprouts, sweet potatoes, Swiss chard, tomatoes, turnips, watercress, zucchini. We just want to avoid corn. Most corn in the States is GMO, and also a lot of people don't digest it very well. It's more of a grass actually than a vegetable. And then fruits, apples, apricots, bananas, blackberries, blueberries, cherries, dates, exotic fruits, figs, grapefruits, grapes, kiwis, mangoes, melons, oranges, papayas, peaches, pears, pineapples, pomegranates. Just try to avoid dried fruit because it has a more concentration of the sugars. And these are not exhaustive lists by any means. Limit your amount of nuts and seeds. They can be a great way to get some energy, but a lot of people do have some allergies to nuts and seeds. So if this could be a nice time to try to not eat so many, depending on if this is completely new for you, you might use those because they're really easy to go, easy snacks on the go and things. But if you've been in this program a few times, maybe consider cutting those out this time and seeing how you feel. But trying to avoid the roasted nuts, because once they're roasted, the oils in the nuts tend to go rancid a lot quicker than the unroasted, the raw nuts. But definitely avoiding peanuts and peanut butter. Peanuts are actually a legume, and peanuts tend to contain mold. Peanut butter is really processed. And if there's less than 0.5% of trans fats, they do not have to put it on the list, but they can still have it in there. Natural fats, thinking about avocado, avocado oil, clarified butter or ghee, coconut oil, coconut butter, coconut milk, extra virgin olive oil, and olives. For the pantry, you really need to read your labels and make sure all the ingredients are compliant. And there's a huge list of different things on there. Dried spices and herbs and fresh spices and herbs. All spices and herbs are on the diet, but just really read your labels. And if an ingredient on a packaged thing says spices, it could have MSG in there and some other items that are hidden behind using just spices. And non-organic herbs and spices are irradiated, reducing the medicinal quality of them. Conventional spices are treated with chemicals and can often contain GMOs, so getting a hold of high-quality spices can be so good. Beverages, club soda, coconut water, you can have coffee but no cream in it, kombucha, mineral water, sparkling water, infused waters that you make, tea, vegetable juice, especially green juice, but very limited or no fruit juice. For the most part, the amount of fruit that it takes to make a cup of juice, there is no way that most of us would be able to eat that in one sitting, but we can extract all the juice and get this huge rush of sugar. So the things that we're avoiding is sugar. And depending on if you're doing level one or level two, level one might have some very limited amount of like maple syrup or raw honey, but definitely trying to cut out white sugar, table sugar, high fructose corn syrup, stevia, Splenda, agave, Equal, Truvia, Sweet and Low, raw sugar, maple syrup, all these things, they can disrupt the healthy gut bacteria and cause inflammation in our gut, as well as lead to hormonal and metabolic dysfunction, type 2 diabetes, obesity. Alcohol, almost twice as calorie dense as sugar and contains no actual nutrition, and it can lead to poor choices, both food-related and non-food-related. So if you're on level two, there's two drinks per week that are not counted against you. But if you're on level two, there's no alcohol. And when you think about it, alcohol is really kills a lot of bacteria. I mean, when you go get like a shot or something, they take a little rubbing alcohol and put that on your skin first. And so you're killing those good bacteria in your gut. Cutting out whole grains, wheat, oats, corn, quinoa, buckwheat, rice, millet, they all contain inflammatory proteins that alter our bacteria. But if you're on level one, if you want to sprout or your grains before eating them, that's a great way to still have those part of your diet. Again, same thing with legumes, which include beans, peas, soys, lentils, peanuts. So they can really rob our body of nutrients because we have such a hard time breaking them down. And then milk, dairy, the casein and the lactose in there can cause inflammation. They promote unregulated cell growth. And milk proteins also react with our immune system, worsening our seasonal allergies, asthma, acne, and other things. There's a huge list of food additives to kind of keep track of and try to avoid. And so before next week, if you can take some time and clean out your pantry, really be thorough, look at what you have, what's in the fridge, look at the ingredient list, maybe get it all out of the house, box it up. Those processed sugary snacks, treats, pastas, breads, dairy products, and either bring them to a food shelter, give them to somebody else so that you don't have to see them or look at them. And then can you commit to the process? So you can't force anyone else, your spouse or even your kids, to participate. But if you'd like to include your kids on this journey and you think it would be a doable process, then include them. And if your spouse doesn't agree to do it, then don't force it. But that being said, you really need to focus on making this commitment to yourself and knowing that this is going to be a challenge and that there's going to be hard things that come up along the way. And if this is the first time that you're going through something like this or this program, that this is a learning process. And a lot of it at the beginning, you know, that first few times that you go to the grocery store and having to go through things and look at everything and then, you know, putting those things back on the shelf maybe that you thought were fine and just kind of figuring that out for yourself. But then after, by the end of this 30 days, you'll notice that you can go through the store so much quicker and you know what to reach for and to grab for, and you know those options that really work for you. So the competition, as I mentioned, there's two different levels. So this has changed from before, and we used to do three, now there's just two. So going back to what your personal goals are for the month will help determine what level you'd like to participate in. And this is a reminder that it develops over time. This is not about switching everything immediately just in these 30 days. But what would you like to focus on for the next 30 days? We won't be switching levels, so once you let me know what level you're in, that's what your level is going to be. Some people have found it really helpful to take pictures of every meal. So then if you are journaling or filling in your point sheets, that you have that record in case you forgot to write it down or you didn't have your sheet with you when you ate something. And then you'll be bringing those sheets with you or emailing them to me and so that I can keep track of everything. So the level one is the most lenient. You can have soaked and sprouted legumes, which it would be starting with dry beans, not canned, or with whole grains. You can no refined white sugars on that, no refined gluten. Goat and sheep dairy is allowed, but no cow dairy. And as I said, you could have two alcohol drinks per week. And then the level two, which is the strict Whole 30 approved list, no grains, no alcohol, no sugars, no legumes. Green beans or sugar snap peas or snow peas are allowed since they're more pods than beans. No dairy, which includes cow, goat, or sheep's milk. Ghee is allowed, though. It's a clarified butter. All the milk solids have been removed. Vinegar is allowed, except for malt vinegar. No fruit juices, no soy, no MSG, carrageenan, or sulfites, and no recreated baked goods or treats. So you can't use approved items to make pancakes, waffles, biscuits, pizzas, cookies, brownies, ice cream, or other treats. No just spices on a label. As I mentioned earlier, you really want those labeled out, but even things like natural flavor, yeast extract, or protein extract, or concentrate, these can contain MSG. So then on the points, if you eat something that's not approved on your list, there's a point sheet and you can you can see what you would accumulate those points for the week, and then you would keep track of that and tally that up. And then besides just the diet, besides just what we're eating, for some of you it may be weight loss. For some people, you might be having physical outside conditions that you're trying to work with, skin conditions or blemishes, bloating, muscle tone, fresher breath. There's also inside things, less painful joints, less constipation, less gas, less heartburn. Maybe you're looking for more mood elevation, emotion and psychology, feeling happier, being more going, being more optimistic, less anxious, fewer ADHD symptoms. Perhaps you're wanting more brain function, improved memory, higher productivity, improvements in concentration. Maybe you're looking for sleep, energy, falling asleep easier, less night sweats, more energy throughout the day. So there's a bunch of other things that are listed on that point system page, which is on the website. So if in doubt, leave it out. It's only 30 days. That's not very long. So a few other tips to help you along is meal planning. And I'm giving you a meal planning worksheet. When I take the time to plan out my week and plan out my meals, I'm less likely to get derailed in those moments when I walk in the kitchen and I don't know what to do. It really takes the decision out of the way for when you've already made a ton of decisions all day long and have decision fatigue. So use that meal planning worksheet, create a grocery list, go shopping. Stick to the list of what you need when you go to the grocery store, which also keeps you from buying unnecessary and unapproved items, saving you money as well. Another tip is batch tasking. So see if you can find a prep day, maybe Saturday or Sunday or another day that works best for you. And once you have your meals planned, this is the day for preparing everything to make your week easier. Pre-cut vegetables for salads, maybe saute some things, grill some things, roast some things in the oven, marinate meats or fish or poultry, make sauces, dressings, mayo, dips, or nut milks on this day. It's also a good time to pre-cook some dishes like cauliflower, rices, spaghetti squashes, maybe grilled chicken breasts for easy lunches. Take advantage of small periods of time. If you have an hour and a half between leaving the house or errands, maybe throw the spaghetti squash in the oven, cut up 3 to 4 sweet potatoes and toss them in, and then bake them, and try to get a bunch of things that take longer periods of time to cook done, so that when you are coming home from work or needing to throw something together, you have those ingredients already prepared. I also really encourage you to reach out to the group when struggling. We're all in this together. And part of the benefits of doing this together in a group is that you have support of other people and you have other people to reach out to and talk to. And most likely someone else is going through the same thing as you. So we have our private Facebook group, and I encourage you to get on there, share what's going on. You could post meals in there, maybe recipes that you're really enjoying, struggles, things that have been working great for you, how you're feeling. All these things help to keep the momentum going so that when you get to those moments where you feel like, oh my gosh, why am I still doing this, you can maybe get that encouragement from somebody else. or see what somebody else is doing. We have used the My Paleo Pal app in the past. It's only actually, unfortunately, on iOS. It's not on Android. So if you have iOS and you want to use that, it's another fun way to track all your meals. You can find me, Natasha Yu, and then I can see what you're posting and just post your meals on there. And then I've included a bunch of recipes. Every time I run this group, I add more recipes in there. So please go on there, download it, maybe print it out, but just see what's on there, go through it. There's also tons of recipes online if you look up paleo meals and get ideas and suggestions from that. So just remember that this next week, trying to clean out your pantry and hopefully starting your first day of your challenge on Monday, the 5th, before you come. If you know you're just getting this right afterwards, that's fine. Getting on involved as soon as possible. Again, this is really about an education and learning about yourself and learning what works for you. And then at the end of the 30 days, you'll start to see how things affect you. So can't wait to see you all and meet you all when we get started, and have fun cleaning out your pantry. Take care. Bye.